Order, order.
Parliament's adjourned for a fortnight back on July the 30th, giving John Key's National-led minority government the chance to regroup, ready for the second half of this parliamentary term. With 59 seats, too short of a majority in this parliament of 121 MPs, Mr. Key has to rely on formal agreements with three minor parties to win the critical votes on confidence and money supply. On legislation, though, the government's survival is more hand-to-mouth, as was evident this week when the government got its casino deal bill off to a select committee by just one vote, but lacked the numbers to move the House under urgency by the same margin. Undercard preliminary bouts on the International Convention Centre bill, the legislative vehicle for the government's deal with the Sky City Casino for a new convention centre in return for raising the limit on pokie machines, began in question times, with Greens co-leader Matiria Touré testing the government's confidence and having the numbers to win a conscience vote on the bill's first reading.
Isn't it the truth, Minister, that the Minister is frightened of supporting a genuine conscience vote on this bill, because he knows that this bill, this deal, is hanging by a one-vote thread.
Honourable order, Honourable Stephen Joyce.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I'm pretty confident, and I know the government is pretty confident about the votes on this side of the House.
Mr. Joyce's confidence was put to the test when the bill, introduced on Monday so as to be ready for its first reading debate on Thursday, came up to its first hurdle in the chamber, with the result announced by Assistant Speaker Lindsay Tish.
Order, members. The ayes are 61. The noes are 59.
Shame.
The ayes have it.
Shame.
Unlock the doors.
Unlock the doors!
Despite the ability to vote according to conscience, according to the Convention for Gambling Legislation, the opposition's total down one vote while Labour awaits the swearing-in of a replacement for the late Parakura Horomia, and the government's winning margin of two votes from ACT leader John Banks and the newly independent Peter Dunn. Mr. Banks then crossed the chamber to become the only MP to vote against the next bill on the order paper, the Epsom MP casting a rare vote against the government and depriving it of the majority it needed to put the House under urgency on Thursday, so as to be sure of passing its psychoactive substances bill before the adjournment and the start of the school holidays. That forced Anne Tolley, as Deputy Leader of the House, to throw herself on the mercy of the opposition and request leave, which is open to veto by any one member.
There's a real risk of a black market developing for psychoactive substances prior to the completing of the new Act. I seek leave for the House to adjourn following the third reading of the Psychoactive Substances Bill.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection to that happening?
There is.
Leave is so denied.
As it turned out, although debate on the casino bill ran through to just before five, the opposition allowed the Psychoactive Substances Bill to rattle through its third reading in 40 minutes, with the result of the final vote on that announced this time by Deputy Speaker Eric Roy.
The ayes are 119, the noes are 1, the ayes have it.
That lone vote from John Banks was not so much against the bill's regulation of recreational drugs, but on the use of animals to test their safety for consumption by humans, vehemently opposed by the ACT leader in an emotional speech during the bill's committee stage on Tuesday.
And I feel it is my responsibility while I'm here in this parliament to get up and speak on behalf of those creatures that we live together with on this earth that can't speak on their behalf.
While John Banks crossed the floor to vote against that bill, Peter Dunn's support on the government's GCSB bill remained in doubt as the political stain from the dot-com saga spread further into the parliamentary woodwork when the Speaker, David Carter, asked the Privileges Committee to investigate the use of metadata from surveillance of MPs and journalists in the parliamentary complex, an issue that arose from the access given to Mr. Dunn's email in the inquiry into the leaking of the Kitteridge report.
I believe there is an issue here whereby there needs to be an absolute understanding by us as members of Parliament of what information may or may not legitimately be released in the event of an investigation into a security breach. And the appropriate body for that is the Privileges Committee, which is already working on a protocol with regards to issues such as the actions of the Commissioner of Police and the NZSIS in regards to their operations or potential operations within this building.
Finally, extra time on Thursday morning saw the passage of four government bills, including important changes to state sector and public finance laws. Parliament resumes on Tuesday, July the 30th. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.